Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. So we had mentioned the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel about whether or not Shchitas Paraduma is Kshera Bizarre or not. So it says the Gemara Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana Ton in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that Kol HaShchitas Kshera is Bizarre, Chutz Mishal Para. All Shchitas are kosher with the Zar except for Paraduma, meaning like Rav. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told us Tana, Puk Tani Libra, go outside, leave my base medrash, Lo Matsu Shchita Bizarre Psula. There's no such thing as a Shchita that's ever possible with a Zar. Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, let me buy it's not just that he didn't listen to any random Tana, he didn't even listen to his own Rebbe who told him this halacha. He wasn't willing to accept that there's ever a shechita that's possible with the Zar. And the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak, he said that shechitas para bizar psula. He said this halacha, that shechitas para duma is possible with the Zar. And said Rabbi Yechanan, but I say no, that's kosher, because we never find a shechita that's possible with the Zar. Now, going back to the Mishnah had said that after the Garolais of the Kohen Gadol, he goes back to his par, that's been a Ulam v'Mizbeach, and he recites a second Vidui, and this time he includes the other Kayanim. In the first Vidui he didn't, and the second Vidui he does. Now, says the Gemara, Maishna b'Vidui Rishon, Deloy Amar uvnei Aaron Am Kadesh Echo, Maishna b'Vidui Sheini, De Amar uvnei Aaron Am Kadesh Echo. What's in the first Vidui he doesn't mention the other Kayanim, and in the second Vidui he does. So it says the Gemara, because that's the way to do it. Tanit Vei Rabbi Shmuel, Kachi Midas Adin Aitzenes, that's the logical way to approach things. That Mutav Yavai Zakai V'chapar Al-Chayiv, to have somebody who's a Zakai, who he already had Kapara, achieved Kapara for himself, he should go ahead and be Mechapar and ask for a Kapara for someone else who needs it. V'al Yavai Chayiv V'chapar Al-Chayiv, don't have someone who he himself needs Kapara, asking for Kapara for someone else who needs it. Says the Mishnah. Shchatoi, so after the second vidui, he shechs the par, v'kibo b'mizrak, and he catches the dam in a bowl, v'nais nilamishu memaris bay, ala reivet harvi shebehechal, and he gives it to someone to mix on the fourth step, on the fourth row of tiles, from the heichal, which we'll see more about in the Gemara, kadesh la yikresh, in order to set the dam shouldn't congeal, because now the Kohen Gadol is gonna go ahead and deal with the avodas hakatayres. That says the Mishnah, Nata machta va'ala l'reisha mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol, he takes a shovel, and he goes to the top of the mizbeach, achitzain, ufina gechalam elach beilach, and he moves to the side some of the coals that he doesn't want, v'chayta minamu kaleis hapanimers, and he takes the best coals from the inside of the pile, he takes the best ones, v'yared v'nichal areivet haravi shabazara, and then he goes down and he puts down the shovel on the fourth row of tiles in the Azara. Says the Mishnah, now that we mentioned the shovel, so says the Mishnah, b'chol yoyim ha'yachayta b'shal kesef. Normally, during the year, he used a silver shovel. Umari b'soich shal zav, and then he would pour it into a golden shovel. And that's the shovel he then brought into the heicha. V'hayoyim b'an yom kippur, chayta b'shal zav, uvo ha'yamachnes. He used the same shovel, it was all just a golden shovel. It was a golden shovel that he used to take the coals, and it was with that same golden shovel that he went inside to be makter the keteres. B'chol yoyim chayta b'shal arvas kamin, umari. Normally during the year he scooped out the coals with a shovel that was able to contain 4 kabin, and then he poured it into a shovel which could contain 3 kabin. He scooped the coals with a shovel that contained 3 kabin, and that was the shovel that he went in with. Rabbi Yaisi just has a different shear regarding the shovel that was used during the year. That the shovel that was used during the year to take the coals was able to contain a sa'a, which is 6 kabin. And then you would pour that into the shovel, which could contain 3. B'chol yayim, says the Mishnah, b'chol yayim ha'isek veda. Normally during the year, the shovel had thick walls, it was heavy. V'yayim kalan, yom kippur, they made it extra light for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yayim ha'isek yaduk tzara, it had a short handle. V'yayim arukan, yom kippur, had a long handle, to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, as we'll see later. B'chol yayim ha'isek zahava yaraik. V'hayayim adoim. Normally during the year it was made out of yellow gold. On Yom Kippur it was more chashiv, it was made with red gold. Divir Rabbi Menachem. B'chol yayim makriv pras b'shachas u'pras min arbayim. Normally during the year, so the kayin who did that by the sakatayres, he would bring half of it, half a mana in the morning and half a mana in the afternoon. V'hayayim maisif malichafnav. On Yom Kippur, besides that, he also added the malichafnav. B'chol yayim ha'isa daka. Normally during the year the keteres was just crushed. V'hayayim daka min ha'daka. It was extra crushed. B'chol yayim kehanim oilim b'mizrach ha'shol kevesh v'yardim b'maravay. Normally during the year the kayin going up to the top of the mizbeach, he would go up on the east side of the kevesh, facing the mizbeach, that would mean the right side of the kevesh, and he would go down on the left side. Because since he had to go, when he got to the top, he had to turn to the right, so it made more sense to go up the right side of the kevesh. He shouldn't be just down for no reason walking around the mizbeach. However, v'hayoyim on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol oila be'emtza v'yayrid be'emtza. The Kohen Gadol would go up the middle of the kevesh, and he'd come back down the middle, because to show like he's like a ben bayis on Yom Kippur, we're mechabed the Kohen Gadol, that he's like a ben bayis by the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda aymer lo oilam Kohen Gadol oila be'emtza v'yayrid be'emtza. Rabbi Yehuda says that that's the anhag of the Kohen Gadol all year round. If a Kohen goes up the Mizbeach during the year, he goes up the Mizrach and down the Meirah. But always during the year, the Kohen Gadol, when he does the Vaida, he always goes up and down the middle of the Kevesh. Says the Gemara Vaiter, that B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yadav Raglav Min HaKiyur. Normally during the year, the Kohen Gadol, he washes his hands when he wants to do Avaida, he washes his hands from the Kiyur. V'hayayim on Yom Kippur Min HaKita In Shel Zav. To be Mechabed the Kohen Gadol, they use a special golden flask. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Lo'ilam Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yadav Raglav Min HaKita In Shel Zav. Rabbi Yehuda says that that was on Haga all year round. B'chol Yom Hayusham Arba Marachais V'hayayim Chamesh. Normally during the year, there were four Marachais on top of the Mizbeach, and on Yom Kippur there were five. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, he says, no, B'chol Yom Shalosh, V'yom Arba, normally three, now was four on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, B'chol Yom Shtayim, V'yom Shalosh, that normally during the year was two, and on Yom Kippur it's three. So everybody holds that there's just one additional one on Yom Kippur, there's just the Shiloh of how many there were during the year, which we'll see more about in the Gemara.